You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 22, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Aid worker crisis deepens. The year 2025 is on track to be the deadliest year for humanitarian aid workers. As of August 14, 2025, an estimated 265 aid workers have been killed, a 50% increase compared to 2024. In 2024 alone, 383 were killed, 308 injured, 125 kidnapped, and 45 detained. Since 2022, fatalities have doubled, underscoring the deteriorating security environment. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called humanitarian workers the last lifeline for over 300 million people, but warned that funding is drying up as attacks intensify. He stressed that violence against aid workers must end and perpetrators must be held accountable. The occupied Palestinian territory has seen the highest toll, with about 180 aid workers killed in 2025. Aid workers there face targeted attacks and the same shortages of food, water, and healthcare as the population they serve. Many operate under sniper fire and severe exhaustion while struggling to provide services in dangerous conditions. Ukraine also poses grave risks. In April 2025, 209 civilians were killed and over 1,100 injured, making it the deadliest month since September 2024. Nearly half of civilian casualties were caused by Russian missile and drone attacks on cities, including Kyiv, Kharkiv, and Dnipro. Aid workers face threats of kidnapping, shelling, and harassment, with women at heightened risk. Psychological exhaustion is widespread. Funding shortages worsen these crises. The suspension of U.S. foreign aid disrupted critical work in Ukraine, where USAID had been a key contributor. Despite this, humanitarian partners reached 3.6 million people by June 2025, and the UN launched a winter response plan to assist 1.7 million. Still, resources fall far short of the urgent need. The Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan guides aid in Ukraine by identifying priorities, coordinating actors, and targeting vulnerable groups. The 2025 plan emphasizes protection, including against gender-based violence and child exploitation, while supporting older people and those with disabilities. Globally, the scale of need is staggering. Around 305 million people in 72 countries rely on humanitarian assistance. 4 out of 5 civilian deaths in conflict zones occurred in countries with humanitarian appeals. For 2025, the UN sought over $47 billion to reach 190 million people, yet severe funding shortfalls forced programs to cut back, leaving dangerous gaps. The escalating violence against aid workers is not just statistics, but lives lost, families broken, and critical aid denied. Palestine's heavy toll and Ukraine's wide-ranging threats highlight the dangers. Without urgent global action, funding, protection, and accountability, both aid workers and those they serve remain in peril. Copyright: African Elements.